Welcome to Pleasure Beach Resort Blackpool. We are backstage at Blackpool Pleasure Beach Arena, where Hot Ice Show is currently performing till September with their new show, Excess. There is around 10 nationalities in Hot Ice at the moment, but what is more exciting, we have got four homegrown from Blackpool right here, and we're going to have a quick chat now for you all. Why don't we go around, introduce yourself, and tell me whereabouts in Blackpool you're originally from.
All right then, well, I'm Stuart. You all know already, but I'm Stuart. I moved to Blackpool when I was about 12 years old, and via Thornton.
Here we go.
I'm Francesca. I was born in Blackpool. I've always lived here, and I still live here now.
My name's Nadia. I was also born and raised in Blackpool, and I still live here now.
Yeah, my name's James. I was born in Blackpool, down near Cleveland's End.
James, when did you start skating, and was the arena your first rink you started skating at?
I started skating when I was 9 years old, and it wasn't actually the first place I skated. It was an outdoor rink in Disneyland Paris.
Ooh.
The whole holiday, I didn't want to go on any rides. I just wanted to ice skate the whole time.
And
then my neighbour had a birthday party here. So technically, it was my first rink here. And then ever since, I wanted to start lessons, and I did, and here we are.
Amazing. Nadia, same to you.
I started when I was two. After I watched the Hot Ice Show here, our choreographer was actually in the show at the time, saw him, and I was like, wow, I love that. I want that to be me. And yeah, the first time I stepped on the ice was in this rink when I was two, but it was actually in the dance studio when that used to be an ice rink.
Long may it live forever. Francesca?
My first time on the ice was also in the dance studio, and it was a rink. And it was actually before I started skating. I think I was like 18 months or something crazy. And I was part of some advertisement for the parent and toddler sessions. So I think they just dangled me over the ice in a pair of boots. But then a few years later, I think when I was 4 or 5, I wanted to start lessons.
Amazing. And
Stuart? I was about 12 years old, back with the dinosaurs. And we just moved to Blackpool. And I remember like my parents were bringing us to see like all the shows and stuff. And we came to see the ice show. And I was like, what is this? This is amazing.
So I guess that's a good question. Had you all seen the ice show before you came to start skating at the rink, or did you see it afterwards?
Oh, I've seen it many times before. I think, I can't remember the first year I watched it, but I remember going for my 8th birthday, and I'd definitely seen it for many years before that. So
amazing.
Since I was quite young.
Yeah?
Yeah, I watched it the year 2000. I was in a pram, so I don't really remember it, but I was here. Every single year, it was a family tradition. We always came and watched the show. I was actually at Francesca's birthday party watching it with her.
No way.
So, yeah, all the time. And then I started working here as an usher when I was 16, and then I watched the show every single day then, and then worked my way up and got into the show.
And look at you now. Showing them all. James?
Yeah, I didn't start watching the show until quite later on, actually. I was more drawn to like the competitive side of skating, and I was like, shows aren't for me. I'm not actually that bothered by it.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I came like a few years after I started skating, and I was like, oh, actually, yeah, no, this is pretty cool. Actually, I can see myself doing this in the future.
Amazing.
And then, yeah.
I guess it's important to say that all of your coaches were past Hot Ice alumni, right?
Yes.
So shout out to them guys. We're standing on shoulders of giants.
I remember I used to come and have lessons between shows, and I used to be like getting my skates on as the finale music was going down.
Yeah,
and
that's exciting.
I always used to like have a little run upstairs and have a peek at the show because I was always so excited, and then would go on skating between shows, and all the coaches were actually people from the show, so at that point I knew, you know, everybody had their makeup on and their eyelashes, and I was like, wow, this is amazing, this is what I want to do.
And now you've got your makeup and eyelashes
and
on.
Not yet, but in a bit.
And Francesca, you literally just were coaching just then?
Yeah, so between shows, before shows, pretty much every day.
Yeah, go on, champ. So Hot Ice opened about a week ago. Tell me how it feels now to be open for a week and what you think the rest of the run's going to be like.
I mean, opening, I'm speaking for us all, but it was absolutely electric. There were so many people in the crowd. Everywhere we looked, there was someone that we knew. Because it's family. We all know each other. We've all seen each other from babies growing up. Like, it was the best feeling in the world. And still, every day, there's been people in, there's regulars in that we see all the time. We just love their support, and it still feels electric to this day.
So I guess the question that leads from there is, you've all worked all around the world, you've all worked in some amazing shows on ice, off ice, but what is the difference from home crowds to shows across the world?
I've never really had the opportunity to, I guess, because when I started my career I was always traveling, so I've never been able to have family just come and see a show or an opening night or like a casual Wednesday show. So for me, that was the main reason. I mean, the show is amazing and it's where I grew up and why I started skating. But the fact that friends and family can come and see me perform whenever they want between now and September is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's so nice because when you're touring, like you say, like there's some people I've never seen me, like would never see me skate that can come and see me on like the ships or whatever. But then they can come here and see me. But I do feel like it's added pressure.
Yeah, 100%.
On opening night when like, so all of your folks and your friends were all screaming for you all, like, I felt so proud of you all. It was absolutely amazing. Right, I'm going to go around the room and I'm going to ask your favourite thing about XS this year.
I think for me, it's really just a special kind of full circle moment. Like, I keep telling people this, they're probably sick of it, but the reason why I'm here is because I'm retiring after this summer. So I thought it would be really special to come home and perform in the show that, you know, made me want to start skating in the first place. So I kind of, you know, have a special place in my heart for this show. So every performance is kind of something that I notice, whether it's, you know, the cast or the costumes or even people that I knew that are still working in the arena from when I was learning to skate here all that time ago. So it's really cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool one.
Yeah, I think it's really special, like, being from Blackpool and then getting to do the show that we've grown up with. But one of my favourite things about the show is, like, the standard of the skaters. Because I feel like being in the show, I learn so much. And it makes me a better performer and a better skater. And, I, like, every year I feel like I grow from the
coach.
Show. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Nads?
Well, for me, it's just such a special feeling just to step on the ice in the only purpose-built ice theatre. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere else in the world that looks like this, let alone runs a show for 89 years. Like, it's insane to be part of the history, to stand there in the feathers and all the costumes. It just feels amazing. Gives me goosebumps every single night.
Amazing.
Yeah, there's not many shows that you come to where the music is like specifically composed like for this, for this show, for her, for this music, like for this show, like the costumes are all like custom for us. Like everything just seems so personal here.
Yeah.
Like for our director, Amanda Thompson, like it's everything is so personal to her and she passes that on to us and then just makes us so passionate to do it because it's so personal to her. So it just makes it more important for us to do like a good job and it feels more special that way.
So on that, what is your favourite costume in the show?
I think the opening this year, because it's nice that the boys actually have a really costumey piece, because generally, normally we're like top and pants and the girls get all the feathers and the nice elaborate costumes, but we have something that we can like show off and move around a bit in, so it's nice.
For me, it's the Quixotic costume, like that's one of the costumes I remember from watching the show as a kid, but also special mentions, my bolero costume is one of my coaches, Katie's, so it feels insane to be wearing her costume. And the finale, you just can't beat that finale costume. And again, I'm wearing one of the coaches' costumes. So.
And that song as well.
Yeah.
My favourite is also Quixotic for similar reasons, but also, it's a strange reason, but my grandma's favourite colour is green, and she's been dying for me to have a green costume. So she watches the show quite a lot, so I know she loves it, so it makes me love it.
That's amazing. Stu?
I'm not going to say favourite costume, but I'm going to say best bit in the show, because I remember growing up, if you've been to the show, you see the famous staircase come down that gets lowered from the roof, and all the lights come on, and used to see like everybody coming down it with the feathers, and I was like, oh my god, that's amazing. And now I get to come down the famous stairs.
And it's interesting to say that the famous stairs are just outside that door. Little secret. And also, I think when I first saw the ice show, the girls came down the stairs in their feathers, but this year it's the boys coming down. So again, it's nice. 25, give it to the boys. Like, so come and see the handsome swans. Right, one more question. Let's give it to Nadia. Blackpool is often known as the entertainment capital of the North. Why?
Well, we have obviously world famous hot ice show here, which is an ice skating show, but we also have the Winter Gardens, which is that's where the dance competitions are. That's where we have loads of ballroom things. We've got the iconic Tower Ballroom. Strictly Come Dancing comes here every single year. We also have the Comedy Carpet. There's so many special venues in Blackpool for dance, for theatre, the Grand Theatre. It's gorgeous. We love it there.
Yeah.
There's so many places where people can perform, let go of what's happening in the real world and just love their life on stage. And it's just, you don't get there anywhere else.
Amazing. Well said. And I think one last question to our coach who is coaching the future of ice skating. What would you say to somebody who wants to get into ice skating?
Oh, absolutely go for it. I think there are so many benefits you can get out of skating. Like, obviously, we've all made careers out of it, but people who don't make careers out of it, the life skills that you get from it, the discipline, the fun, the friendships. I'm sure all of us have loads of friends from skating, and they become like a family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, the community from skating, I think that tops it all, really.
Amazing. Yeah. Come and see Hot Ice down at the Blackpool Pleasure Beach Arena. Excess is here until mid-September. Smile and wave, everyone.
Bye.
See you later.